Appears to be Wednesday, the 3rd of April, the year is 2013, and it's coming up at 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Wednesday. Let's see what's going on here. A lot of things happening. I don't know if it's the same old as far as North Korea is concerned. Somebody is going to put that young fellow out of his misery, or put him in his place, or maybe both, before too much time elapses, I think. Also, there are things going on the internet and the Michael Jackson death, the wrongful death trial. Pretty interesting things going on there. So let's see what we can get at here. Your comments at 888-320. What is the phone number? I never can remember the phone number if I'm not looking right at it. Michael, what is it? The new 302. I tend to like 888-302-DOUG, in fact. All right, so let's get at the situation with North Korea making threats again. That's a little peat picker who's, I mean, how big is that country when you get right down to it? Kenny, do you know how many square miles? It's about the size of, let's see, what would be a comparable state? Missouri, maybe, right? It's not any bigger than that. Michigan?
It's in that ballpark.
Yeah, right. All right, Ken Kessler here with me as we work our way through what's going on here. They have announced plans to restart their plutonium reactor and increase production of nuclear weaponry. This is the end of two decades of negotiations. The plant closed, actually, back, I think, 5 years or so ago. So let's start with a conversation. What happens during this hour? We have a lot of input from the various news, talk, radio stations, and television stations. So we get sort of an overview from both sides or all of the issues, all sides of the issues, if we can get it. Shepard Smith here talking to Phil Yun, who's former Clinton administration advisor to North Korea, about how North Korea has done this kind of thing many times in the past, but this time it might be more serious.
I've read this script many times. I've reported on this in other cycles years ago and decades ago, and here we are again.
Absolutely. North Korea is doing the same thing that they try to do. They're ratcheting up the pressure. This is part of an attempt to extract benefits from the international community. I think it's also something that they want to do is Kim to consolidate his power internally, and by creating a war footing, he's basically creating greater controls on the internal population by saying that a state of war exists. And so this is not good news, and it's something we need to be concerned about.
There's a cycle here. It repeats itself. Do you have a sense, or do you have any ideas about how we might break the cycle?
Well, I think right now we have to realize, stepping back here, that this, in a sense, is a third test that the North Koreans are conducting. They did a nuclear test, a missile test in December, a nuclear test in February. This is a test of international resolve. We've got new governments in China, Japan, South Korea, a new security team in the United States. They are seeing, the North Koreans are trying to see how far they can push us and trying to test what our response is going to be to this ratchet up pressure. So our response in this initial, in the short term, has to be fairly robust and fairly firm.
Before we knew Kim Jong-il to some degree, we knew some things about him and his hermit kingdom. We knew the way he acts and the way he reacts. Do we know enough about Kim the Younger to have some degree of surety that he's not going to do something stupid like push a button and get everybody going?
Well, you know, I think the one thing that you can say is that the North Koreans are not irrational. They're not suicidal. So if they do something that is provocative and, you know, make good on some of their threats, they know that they would cease to exist. Now, that being said, this guy is relatively young, and there are chances for miscalculation. And this is what the problem is right now. I think, you know, we have to realize that despite these threats, you know, North Korea does not have the capability of making good on these threats. However, with all the stepped-up rhetoric and the activity, there's a chance for miscalculation. And if that happens, then we could spin out of control and quickly generate into a shooting war.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Ken at DougSteffen.com. Generally speaking, Kenny, because you spend so much of your time in the so-called news cycle, what is in the last 24 hours since we last talked about this different, new, or is it just the same sort of, we listen to one expert and another expert and somebody else who's been there and somebody knows the kid, the Chinese are doing this. It's interesting how I was just listening to what Shepard Smith said, actually, thinking back to when I was a kid in the 1960s, during the nuclear confrontation, the showdown, if you will, with the Russians. They were trying to place nuclear weapons in Cuba. And what took place then versus what's taking place now? So I wonder, you're younger than I am, what do you remember about some of these things? And you got to wonder what young people are thinking. Is it really, do we take this stuff seriously? Do we not sleep? You know, again, I sort of go to my own experience. My daughter, who has horrible nightmares about things like this every once in a while, and did when she was a kid. I wonder, you know, the news media plays fast and loose with this stuff without thinking about the consequences of all these pictures, all this video, all this these stories about what could happen and pictures of bombs blowing up and that kind of stuff. So overall, your children are in their teens, aren't they? In their teenagers?
Panda's 22, Reno's 18.
All right, so what do they think about all of this talk, and what have they thought about it, and what do you remember back to these sort of issues when you were younger?
I don't think there's a lot of concern. I think for certainly people my children's age, if they're any example, the Kim Jong-un seems like a lunatic, but not a dangerous one. He just seems like a nut job who, you know, he wanted Dennis Rodman to come over there and hang out.
The definition of a nut job is somebody who wants that.
Yeah, they don't seem to think that he's a real threat. I think older people are concerned about the saber rattling and the pictures. I think there were pictures late yesterday of Kim Jong-un and some of his military people looking at maps that supposedly showed strikes from North Korea to different places in the United States as if he were planning something. So
right.
There's a lot of fear about that kind of thing. But, you know, on the other hand, we know that we've got a Navy warship right there, and China has
warships enough to finish them off. And so China's got to have a button or two handy by.
Right.
Yeah. The thing that I remember studying this when I was in school and thinking about what could happen, because there was some concern at the time about the Chinese going and taking over North Korea, and whether that would happen and how that would upset the balance of power. The Chinese are a lot more realistic and sophisticated than this kid is, and whether that happens, and you know, whether it would make sense to have something that calms down, whether the Chinese owning or having Korea as one of its satellites makes it safer over there, something else for speculation. 888-302-3684, 14 past the hour, and good day.
ThatHotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us, looking for big tips. Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Call you a limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels?
How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Right on roast petals.
TheHotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details. At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would
you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hi,
I'm Clay Wall, Senior VP of Kmart. We're the number one corporate supporter of the March of Dimes. Walking in March for Babies is always special. But with your help, we can make this year better than ever as we celebrate 75 years of March of Dimes Breakthroughs for Babies. Join us in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
The sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are, because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
All right, so we're spending time here on Good Day with the focus on North Korea. South Koreans have mustered up their tanks, and they're getting ready for who knows what. 888-302-3684. Here's talk host Helen Glover with Professor Mark Genest from the Naval War College about some of the photos that have shown Kim Jong-un and members of his military looking at those maps we were talking about a minute ago.
A very odd photo that's circulating on the Internet shows Kim Jong-un with his two generals behind him, and they've got a map of the United States, and they got a map of North Korea. And the lines drawn between North Korea and some U.S. cities in Hawaii and on the mainland, oddly enough, not only Washington, D.C., you assume that, right? But Austin, Texas. I don't know what they've got against Austin, Texas. But what to make out of this latest threat from North Korea?
Well, they're certainly being ratcheting up the rhetoric significantly, much more than they have in the past. That said, I really don't think this is the kind of significant threat that a lot of people are talking about. This is rhetoric to have the rest of the world pay attention to them. They are desperately poor, in need of aid, and they have essentially been blackmailing the United States, Japan, and South Korea for 30 years now. By saying, if you don't pay attention to me, you don't give me economic aid, I might do some, you know, wild things. And eventually what happens is we begin negotiations with them, we give them some aid, and they shut up for a while. So this is the pattern.
So we basically pay them off.
Yes, it's exactly what we're doing.
So we move some jets to South Korea. We've been doing some combined arms exercises over there. And the White House issued a statement saying that they are taking this very seriously because you have to take them seriously.
Yes.
So now our attentions are diverted over there. I mean, they could do something very minor, like something against South Korea. But South Korea sounded to me like they issued a couple threats of their own, like don't start it because we're ready to attack. I mean, it sounds to me like on that border, the tensions are running very high right now.
Yes, they are. And that's the only thing that would worry me is if North Korea does something, you know, like it attacked the South Korean Navy, it attacked an island off South Korea, and the new president of South Korea is much more likely to respond to any kind of an attack. Last time the South Koreans acted very maturely and did not respond, but a state can only do that so often. So that's where the potential for a real problem in South Korea and North Korea can occur.
888-302-3684, email to doug@dougstefan.com. And this is not the kind of thing that we normally get coverage over. People are talking about when it comes to our Facebook account, facebook.com/good day. Is it, Kenny?
No, it's usually much lighter.
Yeah,
lighter.
Silly. Right. Like what'd you do last Saturday for, what movie did you see last Saturday? Or what did you have for dinner last night? That's very important stuff. Coming up, the Michael Jackson wrongful death trial here on Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Doug Steffen Good Day program, as we kind of figure out what's going on day by day, minute by minute, hour by hour. One of the most interesting things that's happened in terms of entertainment, at least in my mind, maybe you agree or disagree, but you have to be amused and sort of interested in the relationship between Jay Leno and Jimmy Fallon. As most people know, Jay Leno is sort of being forced out, is the right term. What would you use, Kenny? It's been suggested, but...
Thrown out.
Right. He's obviously got a place to go because Fox would love to have him over there to compete. And so Jimmy Fallon, who hosts the program after Leno, is in line, and NBC is trying to make it look like everybody's getting along fine. Well, Leno is a very, having met him on any number of occasions and liking him as a human being, and also I must say I don't know much about Jimmy Fallon, but I am impressed with a parody of West Side Story that they did the other night. And so let's listen to it, and then we'll talk a little about what actually the reaction has been.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, kid. How you holding up?
Okay, I guess. You?
Yeah, I'll live. I've been through this before, you know. Gotta admit, I get a little sick of all this.
Hey, Jay, can I ask you something? We're still friends, right?
Yeah. Of course we're still friends.
That's good.
All they do is say I'm replacing you. They think I can woo the demo.
So the network said, here's an idea. Pack your bags, take a hike, NBC. Tonight, who's gonna host tonight? Is it not? Jimmy or Jay? Tonight, where will they tape tonight? In New York, will it stay in L.A.?
Tonight, my ratings were all right. 20 years and I'm still in first place. I've got Fox on the line, or maybe I could take over for Dave.
This is one of the greatest pieces of, I think this is so much fun, Jay Leno and Jimmy Fallon. So it's been this discussion topic, a lot of people, including the ladies on The View, who praised the two of them for their parody.
This year. They were great. I loved it. I think it's hysterical. I mean, the fact that they both just were able to be funny in it and be able to just sort of take a piece out of it.
I love it.
Because it's been happening for a decade.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I just knew
they could sing.
This is true. Well, we knew Jimmy could sing. Jay was the shock. I just think that's what they needed to do, because when you leave stuff, when it's just festering, you know, people get to take the story and make it their own.
Yes.
So they've taken the story back. They've turned it into what they want it to be.
It was smart, like the mention of Fox and the feeling of being first ratings and throwing stuff in and kind of being it's so, in this day and age, you hear so much negative stuff when you can see stuff like that. It makes you feel good.
That's right.
And the fact that they're friends, that they're in this together, is a nice thing. So it takes away.
He's been taking shots at the network. He's pretty pissed. I mean, who can blame him?
It's different to do that though, or right at the person. I think it's nice to see the two of them. I think it leaves viewers with a great feeling at the end of the day.
And it wasn't the same with Leno and Letterman. Remember, that was
that was real.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yeah.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
And now, The Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creevel.
Americans believe in equal rights, justice, and opportunity for all. We've not always lived up to that promise, so we have created special categories of people we call disadvantaged by virtue of their race, ethnic origin, gender, or other characteristic. Such programs have good intentions, but if you look through the lens of liberty, we can easily see how destructive this is to our freedom. Offering people special treatment in college admissions, hiring, promotions, or contracts requires treating others unfairly. We believe in a country where people succeed based on their merits as individuals, not their membership in a protected category. That is what makes America special. Equality does not mean everybody will achieve the same results, but it means we all should have the same opportunity to try.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creevel Foundation.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Doug's Having a Good Day program for Wednesday. It's the 3rd of April. For those of you who are interested in how your tax dollars are being spent, here we go. In the state of Arizona, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is accepting comments until the end of the month on a proposal to protect two rare cacti. Is what's the plural for cactus? Is it cacti or cactuses, Kenny? Cacti?
Cacti.
Okay. Cacti. All right, anyway. So you'll be happy to know, those of you in Arizona and the rest of us who are paying for this, the Acuna cactus and the Ficklestein cactus are in the spotlight because they may be endangered. The endangered species list has the Acuna and Ficklestein cacti in it, being now worked on. Or I wouldn't want to see those go away, would you? I mean, my God. Be pretty much the end of the world if those cactus. I don't know how that happened. 888-302-3684. Michael Jackson's wrongful death trial underway in Los Angeles this week. Jury selection is as far as they've gotten actually so far. So here's Anderson Cooper talking to Conrad Murray. You remember the former doctor? They have this conversation in his jail cell about why he's not planning to testify in this trial. There's a woman that you'll hear in here, and that's Conrad Murray's attorney. Keeps him responding. Well, you can hear it. And Cooper asks a question, there's no answer, so let's listen.
Have you been subpoenaed to testify in the trial? And would you, in fact, be willing to give testimony in this trial if you were?
At this time, I have not been subpoenaed, and I am not interested in giving testimony in the trial.
Why is that?
I would invoke my Fifth Amendment right, because at this time there is an appeal that is in progress, and depends on what happens to that. You know, in the event that there is a future trial, I do not want to have any issues with self-incrimination.
I want to ask you about that appeal coming up, but first just a couple other questions. At the heart of this trial, of the AG trial, is a simple question. Were you an AG employee, someone they had a responsibility for, or were you an employee of Michael Jackson? Can you answer that question?
I don't want Dr. Murray to answer that.
Okay. No, I cannot. Not at this time.
Okay, I understand that. Can I ask you, do you know the answer to that question?
Absolutely.
Okay. You've always maintained your innocence, Dr. Murray, and as I said, you're appealing the decision. I do want to get to that. But do you feel any guilt over the death of Michael Jackson?
I'm an innocent man. Anderson. I maintain that innocence. I must tell you, I am extremely sorry that Michael has passed on. It's a tremendous loss for me. It's a burden I've been carrying for the longest while, and it's a burden I will carry for an indefinite period of time. The loss is just overwhelming. He was very close to me. I was close to him. We were absolutely great friends. And to be honest, I became a sounding board for Michael. He offloaded and regurgitated everything that was bad in his past and everything that was dark. And I have been the absorbent capacity for that.
Was that part of the problem?
I carry those
Was that part of the problem that you felt you were a friend to him as a doctor? Is it proper to be friends with a patient?
I don't want him to answer that either.
Okay.
I don't want to get into anything that could possibly incriminate him.
Okay. Let me ask you about propofol. As you know, it's supposed to be administered in a hospital. It's a sedative used for surgery. And you certainly were not the first doctor to give Michael Jackson propofol, but you did order a lot of it. And as a doctor who swore to do no harm, I guess I just still don't understand how you could give this clearly troubled person this powerful sedative in a non-hospital setting.
I think that's a very good question, Anderson. The thing about it is, nobody knows, but I basically was doing my endeavor to get Michael away from propofol. Yes, indeed, I did order propofol to his home. But I was not the one that brought propofol into his home. I met him with his own stash. I did not agree with Michael. But Michael felt that, you know, it was not an issue because he had been exposed to it for years and he knew exactly how things work. And given the situation at the time, it was my approach to try to get him off of it. But Michael Jackson was not the kind of person you can just say, put it down, and he's going to do that.
But as a doctor, my
approach may not have been an orthodox approach, but my intentions were good.
All right, so there is that's the meat of the conversation that CNN's Anderson Cooper had with Dr. Conrad Murray in jail, with his lawyer saying, I don't think he should answer this question or that question because it may tend to incriminate him. Speaking of people, you heard Murray say that he wasn't guilty. A man in prison for 42 years as a result of a fire that occurred in a hotel in 1970. 29 people were killed. This guy was released after new evidence suggests that he has been wrongly convicted. Can you imagine being in jail for 42 years and not being guilty? His name is Lewis Taylor. Agreed to deal with prosecutors that cleared the way for his freedom. He was 16 years old when he was arrested for the fire at the Pioneer Hotel. He was sentenced to 28 consecutive life sentences, repeatedly maintained his innocence. Mr. Taylor is black, claims he was wrongly convicted by an all-white jury after police failed to investigate other suspects. 60 Minutes took a look at this case in 2002, found evidence that Taylor had been railroaded by the court. Gee, what a surprise. There's also evidence the fire may not have been arson. Can you imagine what an egregious reality that is for somebody like that? Put yourself in that man's position and then think about the system. An all-white jury, a black man. You know, some of us think that on occasion the people who are of color in this country have an attitude. But one of the reasons they have an attitude, whether it's justifiable in a general sense or specifically, is because there are cases. Look at Chicago. Look at pretty much the whole state of Illinois. And then think about other cities and states where these sorts of things have taken place, where we collectively, because the jury is supposed to represent the people, where we, you and me, have allowed the system to railroad these people because of the stupid ignorance of prejudice that comes just because a person has a different color skin. Granted, there may be people who are both black and white who have done egregious things. People are various, but the fact that we in this country, and this doesn't come from some liberal think tank, this comes from a person who's had lots of experience growing up in a very diverse circumstance, And growing up around a lot of people who are very prejudiced, actually, and I've seen a lot of prejudice in my life, this is about as an outrageous a circumstance or egregious circumstance. But can you even begin to imagine what your life would be like if at 16 you were told that you had to go to jail for the rest of your life, or there were 28 consecutive life sentences? And we all know that the police are capable, and so are district attorneys and prosecutors, capable of rigging things. We know that's possible. That's part of the human reality. And this is why people who are black, some people anyway who are black, get so upset about this, and some take the wrong approach to the story or to the idea that there is prejudice. There is still much prejudice. I see it in many different ways in my life today. Are blacks better off than they were 40 years ago, 50 years ago? Sure they are. But in my lifetime, I remember blacks not being allowed to go into the same bathroom as I was allowed to go in some states in the South. I remember traveling with my father when I was a teenager through the South, and having this, the reality was there were four sets of toilets off the road traveling. And they would say, whites only, in the men's room and the women's room. And that kind of stuff. I mean, that's a mild example of the prejudice that was prominent. But, I mean, this guy, he was this whole thing. And you hear it from time to time, and people still snicker at it. Well, all those guys look the same. You know what? There's plenty of people who think that, who have responsible jobs. So, at any rate, it's popped off on that lineup, but it's something certainly to think about. 888-302-3684, as the gun debate becomes the next focus of our attention here on the Good Day program.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 94Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. How many of us have pictures of kids or grandkids in our wallet and the ones we have at home that show our children or grandchildren growing up? Yeah, we take a lot of pictures of them when they're babies, and then 1-year-old, 2-year-old, 5 years old. And then after a while, we kind of stop, and then we might take a picture at 10 or 15 years old, and after 15, they won't pose for anything anyway. But we do track ourselves and our families as they grow. It's a wonderful thing to share. However, do we do the same thing in our lives? Do we take pictures of ourselves when we're going through a training program? And then do we take pictures of ourselves when we get that first promotion? And then do we show it off to people? And then whatever position we're in today, do we reflect back as to how we were? Well, why not? We're always growing up. We're always changing. We're always maturing. And we should always have the images of who we were and who we are. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Instant messaging, instant coffee, instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. Shouldn't your hotel rewards be instant too? At America's Best Value Inn, there's no waiting. Join our value club and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
That Hotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us looking for big tips.
Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Call you a limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels?
How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw it on roast petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
All right, let's see what's next up here at 13 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The things that you need to know to talk about today include, I suppose, the continuing conversation about gun control and the discussions that have gone back and forth. The NRA task force presenting a package of recommendations for improving school safety yesterday. The National School Shield Program is what it's called, after what went on in the elementary school in Connecticut. They've gotten $1 million from the NRA to advise schools to train teachers and other school personnel. That is, they want them to carry more guns to protect their students, or carry guns. I don't know. I mean, I can't even imagine thinking about going to school and having the principal armed. I'm, again, going back to when I was in high school and thinking, how do you make this all work? Here are our hosts, Ross Mitchell and Monica Jay, talking about a town in Georgia that requires everybody in town to own a gun.
In Kennesaw, Georgia, several Kennesaw officials attribute a drop in crime in that city over the past couple of decades to a law that requires residents to have a gun in the house. In 1982, the Kennesaw City Council unanimously passed a law requiring heads of households to own at least one firearm with ammunition.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The ordinance states the gun law is needed to protect the safety, security, and general welfare of the city and its inhabitants. Then Councilman J.O. Stevenson said after the ordinance was passed, everyone went crazy. People all over the country said there would be shootings on the street and violence in the homes. Of course, that was not the case. In fact, according to Stevenson, it caused the crime rate in the city to plunge dramatically. Kennesaw Historical Society President Robert Jones said following the law's passage, the crime rate dropped 89% in the city.
Wow.
Compared to the modest 10% drop statewide. He says it did drop after it was passed. After it initially dropped, it has stayed the same low level for the past 16 years.
You know you don't mess with those people.
Mayor Leonard Church was not in office when the law was passed, but he said he is a staunch supporter of it, saying you can't argue with the fact that Kennesaw has the lowest crime rate of any city our size in the country. The author of the ordinance, local attorney Fred Bentley Sr., attributes at least some of the decrease in crime to the bill, saying, I am definitely in favor of what we did. It may not be totally responsible for the decrease, but it is a part. And although he is pleased with the outcome, Bentley said he was originally opposed to drafting the law, saying, I didn't think it could be written in a constitutional fashion. Obviously, it was constitutional because the ACLU challenged it in court and lost. Jones said the ACLU challenged the law in a federal court just after it was passed. In response, the city added a clause adding conscientious objectors to the list of those who are exempt. So there are some exemptions. Although the law is now being credited with a drop in crime, Jones said that was not the law's original purpose, pointing out that Kennesaw did not have a big problem with crime before. Crime rate wasn't that high to start with. It was 11 burglaries per 1,000 residents in 81. According to police statistics now, the city's most recent crime statistics show 243 property crimes for 100,000 residents in 1998, or 0.243 per 1,000. So it has come down.
Okay, so you want to know what I think is the most interesting aspect of that report? The voice on Ross Mitchell. The rest of the stuff we've heard 100 times. Kenny, when you heard that guy's voice first, you think, oh, I don't remember ever having had that guy on any of our programs before. That's what we do a lot of times, and we have over the years in this hour, bring you bits and pieces of programs from various talk radio hosts. I don't remember ever hearing that guy's voice before.
No, that's not one you forget.
I've got my voice way down here. Let's see how low my voice can. All right, but am I not taking that issue seriously? Of course, but you know, there are other things. The NRA and all of their gun suggestions and that sort of thing. A town. Imagine your town. Imagine you and your town, everybody having a gun. 51 after the hour and good day.
and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Try a couple more issues here as we have time. 6 minutes before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Many of you have heard the discussion about that gruesome injury during the Sunday game. Kevin Ware, Louisville player, and the whole business that went with it. Here is Chris Hayes talking about the injury itself and the coverage of it.
It's one of those gasp moments. People who saw it in real time howled out involuntarily at their TVs. Everyone in the stadium was, according to reports, completely affected. Social media blew up. And immediately after, people wanted to know if Ware's leg was going to be okay and if he was ever going to play basketball again. But they also wanted to know, I wanted to know right away, if Ware isn't going to play basketball again because of this injury, is he going to be able to go back to Louisville next year, and is he going to have a scholarship? If Ware isn't going to have a scholarship, what's going to happen to him? And even if he does keep his scholarship, who is going to pay his medical bills? Is he covered for this? And most profoundly and urgently, why again isn't Kevin Ware being paid for his labor? That succession of logic is not an accident. In fact, the term student-athlete, as Taylor Branch points out in his seminal piece in The Atlantic, was, quote, a formulation designed, as the sports economist Andrew Zimbalist has written, to help the NCAA in its fight against workmen's compensation insurance claims for injured football players. If a player was a student-athlete, they were not, by definition, an employee, and ergo not qualified for workers' comp if they got injured on the field. Which means that NCAA players are, NCAA propaganda notwithstanding, essentially the uncompensated employees of the NCAA cartel. Players who literally, as we saw, risk their limbs on the court in order to produce a product that is immensely, immensely profitable. How profitable? In 2010, the NCAA reached a 14-year, $10.8 billion deal with CBS Sports and Turner Broadcasting, covering just March Madness. That's $770 million a year. What does that mean for the uncompensated worker in the scenario, the basketball player? Well, there just happens to be a March study that provides the number. Football and men's basketball players at top sports schools are being denied at least $6.2 billion between 2011 and 2015 under National Collegiate Athletic Association rules that prohibit them from being paid, according to a study by the National College Players Association and the Drexel University Sport Management Department. What would the fair market value of these players be? $1.06 million over 4 years for the average men's basketball player, not including his scholarship. The number is higher, $1.5 million for players, basketball players at bowl championship series schools. Amazingly, And amazingly, ironically, the most valuable team in all of college basketball is none other than Kevin Ware's Louisville, where the study estimates players are being denied $6.5 million each year in uncompensated labor.
I don't think there's a big deal with NCAA basketball. Wow. Here also was a discussion yesterday of an airline suggesting you ought to pay by how much you weigh to fly. Here are hosts John McCurry and Eric Bilstead talking about that.
It has happened. An airline, Samoa Air, they fly in the Pacific South, has decided to charge overweight passengers more. The more you weigh, the more you're going to pay. They are going to a system where they will require you, when you purchase your tickets on the computer, to enter a weight and how much your luggage weighs. You will be charged more for every pound that you plan to put on the airplane.
So this isn't buy an extra seat kind of thing for space. It has to do with gas, I'm assuming, because the heavier the plane, the more gas you burn.
Yeah, and then you're going to show up to the airport, and they're going to make you step up onto the scale.
Wow, just like they do with your bag.
Yep. You and your bag are going to step up on the scale. And if you say, well, me and my bag weigh 250 pounds, and you get to the airport and it's 280 or 380, you're going to have to pay more.
Wow.
As you can imagine, this has some outrage. Some say this is a disgrace. It's discrimination against overweight people.
We're not talking just about adults, but probably children. I have a children that can weigh 400 pounds.
Wow.
Very easily. And so this is really discriminatory against the obese individuals. And I think this, I'm very surprised that someone decided to take this initiative, actually in a time when the world, and not just U.S., but I think this is a problem that is affecting all over the world. So, and we are trying to do everything possible to stop the obesity epidemic. But I don't think this is the best way to punish people who are obese.
Now, to your point earlier, Eric, the airline says they're not trying to punish anybody. They say it's about efficiency. They say it's about the gas mileage that they get when there's more weight on board. They also say that it isn't fair that those people who are obese are basically having their tickets and the fuel prices subsidized by those that are not obese. That's what the airline says.
I think that's ridiculous because the airlines are companies who are those are profitable companies. And actually, they could do way better things to help individuals, not just obese, but every single individual.
All right. Pretty varied overview of what's going on in the world today, conversationally, in this hour of the Good Day program. Happy to have the ability to touch as many people's brains and minds.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.